Text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson, especially the last verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then tacking on verse 18, no one has ever seen God, the only begotten God who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. This is our text. We're dealing with a Savior born in a manger, born in a stable, laid in a manger. Dealing with that aspect of the life of Jesus. And something quite remarkable. Last night we recited through a little bit of the angels in glory got to see Jesus gather around the throne of God and praise Him, and how strange it must have been for them then to have to go to shepherds and say, look in a stable, there among the animals, there in a manger, a feed trough, there is where you find God and how He truly and really is. I want to go a little bit further on that, because what John says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Not too many of us were born in such a humble manner, were we? Hospitals, doctors, nurses, birthing rooms, all sorts of fancy things, and the finest of modern medicine, and to think back to be born in that way. It's remarkable. I want to share a story with you that comes from, I was started about the year 2000. A missionary sent a letter over to the States from Botswana, just north of South Africa. She told about an old lady out in the Kalahari, one of the Bushmen, her name Kalabotse, who said one day, she said to the missionary Sue, we are all members of God's flock. And Sue thought, well, this is talking about He's the shepherd, we are the sheep, and all of the normal Christian expression. But Halabotse had a completely different religion, and she believed that it was more like the chickens in her yard, the flock of chickens, where she said, if I'm hungry, I take one, I kill it, I eat it. That's the way it is with God. He eats our souls. What? And, you know, the reaction was, that's a terrible thing to believe. If you believed that, what would you think about God? How would you relate to God? Well, basically, you would hide from Him and try not to get noticed. And this missionary, Sue, out in the Kalahari, was dealing with people that had that understanding of God. So I began to pray for Halabotse, let her somehow come to know who Jesus really is and what God is really like, and tailed on a prayer after that. And Lord, if there's any way for me to go and tell her that myself, let me. You pray that, not ever thinking that it's going to happen. A couple years later, part of a task force to go over, they were dividing up the task force, and some would go to a part of South Africa, some to the coast, and some out to the Kalahari. And without thinking, I couldn't decide, flipped a coin, and ended up with the group that went to the Kalahari. On a whim, there's this missionary that decided to join us and to take us around to see some of the mission outposts. Same missionary. And then she points out and says, that old lady there, her name is Halabotse. Really? Okay. And from Halabotse I learned some little something about why Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger. Because I got to see her house. her house was.
Well,
in the Kalahari, what they do is they take sticks and stick them in the ground in a circle about
a wide.
Just enough room to lay down in. And they weave them together into a dome. If it rains, you'll get wet. If the wind blows, it'll blow right through. And you keep a little fire in there and sleep in there with your little fire. If the bugs decide to come in, how do you keep them out? You can't. And I was privileged to be allowed by Halabotse to stoop down and go into her little hut and see how she lived. It was actually quite cozy. But from that experience, then coming back, and the next Christmas, I'm standing up to preach, and all of a sudden, I realize, this is what Jesus did. He decided that he would come into our world in a manner where not a single one of us would ever be able to say, oh, I'm too poor for him. Halabotse is familiar with the way that Jesus was born. There's not a single one of us who can say, oh, I've wandered too far from God. Halabotse got to have Jesus sending people to her because while she did not know Jesus, Jesus knew her. And then you take that back to the words from the gospel. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And just how far is he with us? To the uttermost. To the most extreme where we have ever been. The most extreme condition of any life. And this is how Jesus comes among us to walk with us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, not only coming into the world, but also taking on human flesh, knowing hunger and thirst, knowing the helplessness of being a baby, knowing just how tiny he could be, this great God who created the whole universe, then contained within the virgin's womb and held within her arms and fed and nursed and clothed and taught how to eat and walk and learning his ABCs. This is our God who takes it seriously, our state, and what it is for us to be human. This is our God who says, oh, you've been at a place in prayer where you were not sure and where the heavens seemed to be closed? I can do that too. And he goes to the garden and he does it. And he goes to the cross and he does it. Oh, you've wandered off from God so far that you don't know how to get back? Well, I'll go there too. And on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Oh, you've experienced part of your human life where things are uncertain and there are fearful things coming? Letter to the Hebrews writes that in the days of his flesh, he prayed to his Father with loud cries and tears. So this is a part of the Christmas story. And it's got in the background of it, it's got the cross there. Already set up as the destiny of his life. Because We needed him to be there for us. Because if he was not there for us, he couldn't bring us back from there. And this is how serious God is about his love and his care for us. And this is why we've got Jesus as a little baby that we celebrate this Christmas morning. Because this is how much he cares for us. So, Christmas becomes not just presents, not just celebration, not just singing Christmas songs, not just family gathered together, not just all of the wonderful things of the season. It becomes that measure of God's love coming into our world that really, truly changes everything. And it's all made new. Because we've got God being with us. And the Word became flesh and... Let's turn the clock back and go to Old Testament language. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And that word tabernacled, which actually is there in John 1:14, that word tabernacled comes from the time in the wilderness where God had this movable tent that he was going to meet with his people at. And he was going to move along with them through the desert and through the waste places and go with them day by day, hour by hour, year after year, until they would reach that place where the crossing of the Jordan River and coming into the promised land and seeing the blessings of God. And so God has tabernacled among us. It means he came down to be with us, to journey with us through our lives and walking with God for us to know where the end of that journey is. And that there is that glory and that joy, and we get the first tastes of it now in this life, but how much more there is to come. It's beyond our imagining. So, at his birth, you notice that everything begins to gather. The angels have to cross the boundary and come out of heaven and into this world and speak to shepherds. And the shepherds, they have to go to Bethlehem. And off there somewhere in the distance, there's some wise men. They're journeying because they're called to that Christ child. And down through the ages, from all of humanity, the call, the draw, the tug, the pull of God now dwelling with us, God in the manger, God in the flesh, God among us to tabernacle and journey with us. And the disciples get to say, what we saw with our eyes, what we touched with our hands, is what we're telling you about. Full measure of God's love is not simply that he pays the price to win us back from sin and death. That's the beginnings. But the full extent is the celebration at the end that God will dwell with us and live with us forever. And we will be with him through endless days of all eternity. He came to this earth that I might come to his heaven. He came into my flesh that I might share His glory. He shared the hunger and thirst of this life, that I might be filled for all eternity. He shared my sorrow, that I may share His joy. This is my Jesus, our Jesus, and Jesus for the whole world. In His name, amen.